evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 11/12/2021. Oh, boy. Well, let me just get to what I've heard in the last, right before I came on the air. And I'll tell you what you're seeing in the gold price. Gold's up 1865.20. Yesterday it was 1861.80. So we're up. Silver yesterday was 25.22. Today, as I come on, 25.71. So it's starting to take off and to heat up a bit. Now, we all know that the Russians put paratroopers into Belarus across from the Polish border, where they're trying to push and rush the migrants through into Poland and cause a total chaos, okay? So consequently, what I've heard in the last hour is that a couple paratroopers have been shot there by somebody from the Polish side of the border, or perhaps being shot by somebody on the other side to make it look like the Polish did it. I don't know. But that is a ratchet up of the situation. The Russian T-160 bombers up over the North Sea, area over Britain and everything, where the Brits and the Dutch and the several others, Belgians, scrambled fighters to go escort them out of the region. This stuff is starting to get ready to go. Now, I know that people will say, well, the Chinese aren't going to go because they have the Olympics coming up next month. Well, they could call the Olympics off and save themselves a whole lot of, problem, or they could just go ahead against Taiwan in the meantime. I don't know, but this is going to get real wild on this planet here pretty quick. And I would say this, we have the Norwegians. They got their sensors that are out in the ocean outside their coastline cut. The sensors, the cables, and everything cut. Well, let me just say this. Somebody's asleep at the switch because somebody should be out there monitoring the sensors or where they are at. They should have a patrol out doing its thing. Now, everybody in this day and age has only got three boats and a kayak, instead of what we used to have, but except for the Red Chinese. The Red Chinese got buku. You got a whole lot of ships, out there. And at the same time, the U.S. has got fewer ships. Chinese have the largest navy. Now, they're practicing against, in their desert, one of their deserts in China, with outlines of our ships, and they're probably shooting the hypersonics at it, or just regular cruise missiles. They can shoot those super sunburns, which are pretty hot. If you shoot quite a few of them, then by George, they can overwhelm the Aegis that's sitting on the ship next to it. Let alone, they should have had all these ships were supposed to have been retrofitted back when the Ronnie Ray gun was being built. Start to retrofit them with the lasers, with the particle beam weapons, with specialized rail guns and all kind of stuff that would allow a carrier or even an amphibious type flat top carrier, amphibious command ship that would allow it to defend itself to a certain degree. And then I will tell you what, if you want to see some stuff, you just think about these things. I remember when Brother Quayle had me on as a guest nearly 18 years ago now. And he said, Hawk, you've been sending me all kind of stuff. We've emailed back and forth. We've talked about the different scenarios you see in the future. And we went through all the different scenarios of what would happen here. And if that happened, this might happen with China or in South America or Cuba or Russia or Venezuela or whatever it might be. The southern border, the whole bit. We talked about all of it and how this would be like a Gog-Magog war kind of a scenario leading in possibly into World War III. Because I'll tell you something, like Brother Quayle and like others have said, okay? Like others have said recently, this thing don't have to be one thing happens and then, you wait 3 months and then that timeline comes in and then the next thing happens. Because it's on the chart on the wall at the Bible study group. No, that ain't necessarily so. It's going to go boom, 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 boom. Okay? It's going to happen quick. Time is going to drop out on us. Right now, we have some time to prepare. We have some time to prepare, and you have some time to get things, but you also need to prepare in the sense of step back, look at the whole picture, see what's going on. Take your fear in prayer to the Lord Jesus. The more fear you have, the more you need to seek the Lord, okay? Because the Lord Jesus is the key, and if he's with you and you're with him and you know that and he knows that, then that'll tend to remove the fear from you. It'll tend to make you more bold, stronger, not afraid of what's getting ready to come. You know why? Because you know that you've got everlasting life in heaven with the Lord. Now, the only problem that people have is they think about, oh, my grandkids or my children, or sometimes it's not the kids, it's the grandkids, or sometimes it's the friend or the neighbor, you know, or the spouse that won't listen or whatever it is. But I'm going to tell you what, you need to stick with the Lord Jesus, because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Regardless what, you stick with that and you're on the correct path, the right track, and the only one who's going to save you is Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. That's what's going to carry you through. So as you get afraid or you see this happening or that happening, I will tell you what, I understand that. The emotional curve gets run and run and run. I've been running it since 1972, up and down, not because I'm crazy, but because you learn more and you learn more and you learn more. And I've been doing this in a sense and trying to warn people in different ways, not on the radio, since 1972. Was some hiatus in here, a little bit there, but I always used to, once I became aware of what the game was on this planet, I started to tell people about it, and I still am. Thank to the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Now, people are not, you know, understanding the whole picture because it's so chaotic, but that is the main frame of Lucifer. He is trying to sow complete chaos on the planet. War, chaos, famine, the pestilences, disease, you know, all the stuff. Using of the Russian weaponry, using the Red Chinese weaponry. And there's stuff with a lot of power I saw in the mimic earlier, and thanks to my brother up in Rochester, you know. And that could be a number of different Rochesters, but he knows the one that it is. And that the mimic has been active. I saw some activity when I was able to look at it up in the Arctic. Well, that's the Russians up there. They're working their stuff. They're working the weather. And they have it popped completely, Cumbre Vieja. But that's sitting there waiting. Now, let me ask you this. If you get all the ships and all of the aircraft and all the stuff in Oceania, Hampton Roads, and you know, all of the naval bases and stuff there, then you'd better understand that you might have a Cumbre Vieja coming, and if that's the case, then maybe you ought to get your ships out. Maybe Kings Island should get their subs out. Maybe up in the Maine and Massachusetts, they should get their stuff out. Same way with other places, get it out and about, but ready. But at the same time, the ships and things going, if they're going to go to the Ukraine and go to the Black Sea and try to do all of that, or they're going to go to South China Sea, then you see one of the key items that can be done is to pop Cumbre Vieja, which could be done by the Red Chinese, the Russians, or Luciferians within your own government, within your own military, within your own intelligence community, excuse me, who would like to see the chaos come so they can set the order into it on behalf of their little G-God Lucy, okay, Lucifer, all right? So they want it all erupting. They want death. They want to kill people because they want to take the souls of those that are not with the Lord Jesus, those who are not with our Father in heaven and his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus. Those people are not with Jesus, you see. The devil feels he can steal them. And even some of the ones who purport to be with the Lord Jesus, the devil's going to say, oh, come on now. You can just sit in your recliner. You don't have to do nothing. Oh, just ooh la 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 la, take those vaccines. Take them vaxes, you know, spike jab them. And I'm going to say one more time, it looks like that all these kids are starting to get, 5 to 11 are starting to get in some of the children's hospitals and specialized clinics and all kind of cute little places. They're trying to give them the jabs, but then I'm hearing more and more that there's a lot of kids in these children's hospitals going to the emergency room with, lo and behold, problems with hearts and stuff. And then now I see Alex Jones put out the thing about it, new drug, which is a heart drug, in the children's, supposedly in the children's vaccine, okay? And that, you see, is quite interesting. Because when I looked that up, and much thanks to the scholar from Temecula for sending me some the information on the actual, allegedly the actual drug that supposedly is now found in the, on page 14 of the ingredients, allegedly, of the new children's type vaccine of Pfizer, Moderna, allegedly. And okay, let me see. I'm just looking at somebody sent me some new stuff in time here. So anyway, they may have put that in the, in these vaccines to cause, to start to treat heart disease before the kids get the heart disease. You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, when I read, the information sent to me by on the trometamine and the side effects of it and all of that, I got to looking at the side effects and all the things involved, and consequently, it's quite interesting. And there's all kind of reasons not to take the stuff. But if the side effects you look at in there, look it up. Trometamine. T-R-O-M-E-T-H-A-M-I-N-E. Trometamine indication, side effects, and warnings at drugs.com. Drugs.com provides independent information on more than 24,000 prescription drugs, over-the-counter medicines, and natural products. It's provided for educational purposes, okay? Trometamine indications, side effects, warnings, and drugs. Go read it. And then you'll take a look. And you don't want to take it if your blood has a, this, or if your blood has that, and all kinds of stuff. But the fact is, there's so many side effects to the thing. Then you look at the, what they're trying to do, and you match some of that stuff up with taking out of the kids. You match that up with this, supposedly the Navigator group. The Navigator that we talked about last night on air. The Navigator LLC that is running the CO2, liquid CO2 capture pipeline that's going to then punch a hole down in the ground and then drill it all down thousands of feet and sequester it underneath the ground. So I don't know exactly if you caught all of that or if you're hip to that or if you read any of that. particularly if you read that Health Rangers thing where he talks about the next step, how they're going to strip the CO2 from the atmosphere with giant harvesting machines. And that is discussions of the next steps. The first steps is to take it from the CO2 emissions from the ethanol plants in the corn belts. But ladies and gentlemen, you start to think about this, and what they're doing is destroying a large portion of the population, and they're killing it with bioweapons created and made and financed by NIH Tony Fauci, allegedly, from what Dr. Mikovits, who knew him over the years, said this is the third pandemic Fauci's created. The first one, which I can recall, when Dr. Leonard Horowitz, emerging viruses, you know, he had the documentation of AIDS or being a created disease from different types of a sheep disease and some other stuff put together, and that Congress funded all of that. And then if you look, according to Doc, which I have no question about it because I can remember seeing it back in the 90s, Dr. Horowitz said that when you look at the place where they first did, and this ties into old Billy Gates' latest revelations. Bill Gates' latest thing, smallpox attacks by terrorists, right? Well, in case you don't know, the only people who have saved any of the virus to make any smallpox vaccine are Russia and the United States, allegedly. And then there was even discussion that perhaps we should all get rid of it and then nobody would have it to make smallpox ever again. Ha ha! Ridiculous. So they've got all this stuff going, and then back then with the AIDS, they were given smallpox injections, allegedly, in this village in Africa, and then to the next village in Africa, the next village, etc. Great thing, financed by the big money boys, okay? Out of their love for humanity, of course. Bull hockey, okay? Because what happens after a while is that the pop-ups of the HIV or of the AIDS virus pops up and it starts in a certain village first, and the second village, third village, and it just pops up and goes all across Africa. Boom, 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 where they vaccinated all the people with the smallpox vaccine out of their love for humanity, you see. Of course, they want to kill about 90%. They want no more Georgia Guidestones, allegedly financed and put up through the using a local banker giving money to them by somebody who possibly was a Rosicrucian or possibly somebody else, who knows. And on the Georgia Guidestone, it says, population, planet Earth, no more than 500 million in perpetuity and harmony. You see, one of those kind of deals, right? With one, with perfect languages, and blah, 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 blah. So they want to kill about 500 million, or about 7 billion, and leave 500 million left. Well, how are they going to do it? They ain't got enough bullets for it. But they got plenty of bullets, but you need to have plenty too. So they're going to do it with the bioweapon and then the vaccine. Remember Brother Quayle? Brother Quayle was so far ahead of everybody. I'm telling you, Steve Quayle was so far, has been so far ahead. He's been 25 years ahead of most people. And he said years ago, more than 20 years ago, he said, there's going to be, you know, a multi-part, you know, kind of an effect on some kind of a deadly disease. Part of it probably will come in the chemtrails. Another part will be, he said, you know, placed using infectons, people who are infected with it. And then he says the first vaccine they give you won't work real well. Oh! So then they say, oh, no, people are dying from this first vaccine. Oh, we've just developed the new vaccine. All right? So you've got to get the booster shot now. Well, there's the kill shot coming right there. Bring your brother Quail, and I'll tell you what, it's matching right up. Just like when Steve and I, 17 and a half, 18 years ago almost, sat down and said, this way it's going to go around the world. That is basically the way and the hot spots that we talked about back then are starting to happen now, okay? And I'm going to tell you, all you got to do is read Matthew 24 and Luke 21. Ezekiel 38, and these are the things that the Lord has had me to focus on for you, on your behalf. And then I'll also give you what? Matthew 25, which is a preparation, an admonition for you to prepare for when the bridegroom comes. But you got to survive until the end, which Jesus tells you in Matthew 24. Get the red letter dish. Get a King James, not the new King James. Get an old King James, okay? And I know that there's other Bibles and we can argue, but I just like that particular one because I think that to me it speaks to my heart. And when I read what the Lord Jesus has to say in the red letters, that is what, to me, is what we need to focus on right now. What Jesus said. If you're a Christian, it's Jesus that you are following, okay? Pay attention to what Jesus said. And he'll tell you the truth, and he told you the truth then. And I'm going to tell you what, and he's going to come back, and when he comes back, he'll come back with his archangels. And they'll grab these tares, and they'll choke them out, and they'll jerk them up out of the ground, and they'll throw them in the fiery furnace, and they'll burn in that plasma fire forever. And any of you out there, any of you who are on the 30-piece of silver brigade, oh, yeah, yeah, the people who are the, you've got the tinted windows and the war wagons, and you've got the polished belt buckles and the tailored black uniforms, or the tailored navy-colored uniforms, or gray-colored uniforms, or whatever you're wearing these days, you see. Oh, yes, you're hut, hut, hut. Well, let me tell you something. You know those East German police cars from the movies? Beema, 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 beema. Well, that's your little sound that you're going to hear in your ears here. You're going to hear that sound if you're listening tonight, you pieces of crap, 30 pieces of silver types. You're going to hear that sound tonight. You're going to look at yourself in the mirror. It's Friday night. You're going to say, hey, I'm going to go out and have some fun. But I'm going to tell you what, when you look in the mirror tonight, you're going to look, you're going to say, uh-oh, I hear that sound. I just can't get that out of my mind, that East German siren sound. And then there's going to be that little whisper, that little career dissipation light that's going to pop in your head, because you know that you're not with Lord Jesus, that you're working for Lucifer the Lightbringer and his demented minions. So you got one more or two more shots here before the big war starts, all right? And for all the good people out there, those who are with the Lord Jesus, and those of you who are debating and don't know, well, just get on your knees and repent of your sins to him. Go directly to Jesus and be sincere and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And I'm going to tell you what, you're going to start to feel it. You'll start to feel it. You'll start to wash your dirty windows clean. It's like a factory window that's been closed for 50 years. And you can't see anything through the windows because they're so caked with dirt and dust and grease and grime and everything. But you start to, into one corner, you start to use the Windex or the vinegar and hot water or whatever it is. You start to clean them windows with the newspaper or with the cloth, you know. And pretty soon you're going to start to see through a corner and see through a little more and see through a little more. And then you're going to start to be filled in your spirit and filled in your heart with the joy that Lord Jesus is now on your side and you are on his side. And then if you got the guts, you ask him, say, Lord Jesus, where do you need me? Where do you need me to stand, Lord Jesus, against the evil? To stand against it because it's coming. Alright, it's a coming. Then he'll tell you. Then listen to what he, if you ask him that, he'll say, I need you to stay here. Or he'll say, you might want to go there or do this. But you can also say, Lord, is there a place that I can take my family to for true sanctuary? Your sanctuary, Lord, not a false sanctuary. And he might tell you, stay right where you're at. You don't have to move to this or that or the other. You can stay in this part of Texas or stay in that part of Ohio or that part of Illinois or wherever you're at. You don't have to move to Idaho or Wyoming or Colorado or to southern Missouri or the Arkansas. You don't have to move to the boondocks. But he also might tell you, yeah, this would be a good time for you to go, you know? If you can get you a little extra hidey hole somewhere, or if you got an RV somewhere that you can park, you know, out on a farm or somebody that you know, that would be a good thing if you knew somebody in the country or you got a country cousin. Park your RV or park a van or get your tents, get ready to be set up. And I'm going to tell you what, you'd better get you propane, gasoline for your vehicles. And I'll tell you what, think wholeheartedly about learning the alcohol can be a gas. That book, Bloom's book, B-L-U-M, I forget his first name, Bloom's book, alcohol can be a gas too. Alcohol can be a gas too. And I even saw on the Moonshiner TV show, Tim there in Virginia, he made up a batch of 100 and he got it up to, he did it a couple times, refined it or went through, brewed it twice and he got up to 190 proof and they ran that by mixing a little gasoline with it and they ran a tractor, an old tractor and a mini bike and a whole bunch of stuff. So think about that. But if they want to, Red China can say, oh, we're still preparing for the Olympics, but they can get be at the ready. Then if Russia goes ahead and goes first, let's say, and the United States gets engaged with them, then pop goes the weasel, they can do Cumbre Vieja and take out the entire east coast of the United States and kill 65 million people and say, oh, it's climate change, you know. But we do have to go to martial law now. NORTHCOM, we got to do the martial law. And we now don't have, we're in the regional governorships and all the stuff, you see. Region this, region that, region the other. No more D.C. They're all gone to the bunkers, you see. And they didn't take their necessarily their wives or their husbands. But they took the secretary or the, you know what, the aide-de-camp, as they say in the military or whatever, you know, Eisenhower's Jeep driver or whatever it might be. So we got a mess. And you got a guy running the mess that got bought, allegedly bought, for $1.45 billion through his son by the Red Chinese. He also got bought by Russian oligarchs, too, didn't they? And who knows who else? But you think he's getting ready to go toe-to-toe. Go toe-to-toe against Xi and against Putin. Oh, boy, who are you going to bet on? Red China Joe, who's got to go for his nap? Comma, laughing idiot, pot smoker, possibly. Comma, karma chameleon? She's probably still smoking weed in the aircraft. I have no idea. because she laughs like she's on the goopy stuff, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a big pot of trouble. But the trick is to not get the fear going. And don't focus in so hard that your nose is on the grindstone. Step back and look at it and look at the other things. You say, oh, well, I've got focus on Cumbre, or I'm focused on Ukraine, or I'm focused on Taiwan. Well, we're focused on all that, and we don't watch the guys in Iowa getting ready to build the pipeline and do eminent domain and try to ruin the entire corn, you know, producing regions of the United States, and maybe the wheat too. And there nobody's making fertilizer, shutting down fertilizer production. And you think, well, the oil companies will be mad about that. Well, what's happening with oil? What's happening with natural gas? The price is going through the roof. Putin's saying, hey, baby, Saudis don't have as much as they used to. We had more. We have more probably than the Saudis do. When you take into account the Alaskan fields, oil fields offshore and in the Arctic and stuff, that's why the Russians moved a base into the Arctic with huge reactors and power and have got a big, you know, weather X and electromagnetic, weapons system up there. But they already had ones, you know, in Russia already. We were victim of that back in the, 76, 77? And then again in 82 when we saw tons of snow and we had like real temperatures of 25 below in Illinois and Indiana, Ohio, 30 below, 40 below, that kind of stuff. And then 90 below chill factors. And then snow and ice up to the, you know, side of the roads. You remember all that? If you didn't, you might have remembered 82. But if you're younger than that, believe me, we had it. And that was called by the Russian, it was caused by the Russian woodpecker, where back then they were able to alter the jet stream. Okay? And they're doing that now. And they had all this stuff going. It's been going all. Now it's all starting to work. But you now have traitors at the top slots of a lot of the United States. You got traitors in the Pentagon. You got traitors in the State Department. You got traitors in the White House. You got traitors in the Congress. You got traitors in all of the different governmental agencies and in the intelligence world, you see. Because a lot of them worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, and they want the New World Order, you see. Novus Ordo Seclorum, with the all-seeing eye going over the pyramid on the back of your $1 bill. Put on there by Roosevelt, Franklin Delano, and the agricultural secretary, who was his buddy in all of the esoteric studies, and they had them a guru called Nicholas Roerich, R-O-E-R-I-C-H, I believe, Nicholas Roerich. And he's the one that got them to get into those symbolism, and that's when the all-seeing eye was put on the one and other cute little things. But we're all way past that. I mean, I was dealing with that in the 70s and the 80s, and then a lot of people started dealing with it in the 90s, and it was old hat by then. And then by the 2000s, I talked about it a little bit. But I don't talk about that because that is not where it's at now. We already know that. We're at the point where Albert Pike said in his letter to Giuseppe Mazzini about the Third World War, he said, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism origin of savagery and of the most bloody turmoil. Then, everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude disillusioned, this is what Pike says, not me, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration. And then Albert Pike, who was the head of all Freemasonry and who created the 33rd degree, he then says, and where to render its adoration, will receive then the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. That's what Pike has to say, but I'm going to tell you what, in terms of the world, the Luciferian stuff, the satanic stuff's right out in full view. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear, then you need to see what's going on and hear what's going on, and you need to stand true with Lord Jesus, because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Because I got to try to keep up with my stuff, and I'll tell you what. I got to keep doing what I can do, health-wise, etc., to stay in the game as well. Anything's most needed or wanted, you can send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And hello, Amarilla. Oh, yeah. Hello, Dunlap, Iowa. Hello, South Carolina coast. Hello, up in Maine. Hello, in California. Hello, in Texas. Florida. All the good places all over. Michigan, Ohio, all the good places. I mean, there's so many wonderful people that listen to this program, and I get emails from you at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And I get emails from you, and it's so such a blessing. And, you know, I try to answer most of them, or some of them, or if they're sincere and, you know, not goofy. And all of that is just such an amazing thing to me that I've been on here over 17 years. Thanks to the Lord Jesus, and thanks to y'all out there, and I appreciate it. I'll tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. But the things we talked about, if a war does break out, we talked about last night, I'll emphasize it again. My information is that all of the nuclear storage facilities and stuff in Europe, the addresses of them, the contents of them, and these are some have been secret depots for a long time for nuclear weapons. And all of that, apparently, the codes, passwords, all of the different things have allegedly been compromised because our U.S. personnel and some possibly NATO personnel apparently were unable to memorize all of the code signs and passwords and all of the locations and all of the stuff. So they used their cell phones and their personal computers. And they had a flashcard system up there to help them to remember. So consequently, all of that is now in the hands of the Russians, probably the Red Chinese, and every six-fingered Samuel half-Lithuanian XYZ. Yeah, I'm just, you know, just running off on that. All the people who are the enemies now of the Lord Jesus and the enemies of the United States and of the West, and all that stuff is gone. Now, then I also, with all the Whitney and all the things, the Porter, all the other ships, the submarines that are in the Black Sea, all the aircraft up, the spy planes, all the, you know, command and control aircraft, the Whitney there, which has got at least 1,500 Marines and a SEAL team or two, or what, I think one SEAL team and a large contingent, not necessarily five, six guys. And then they got Marine Recon on there. You got helicopters. You got all this stuff. The Porter is, I think, a Arleigh Burke class, Aegis class destroyer, and the whole nine yards. You got hunter killer subs, maybe a strategic submarine. I don't know. Probably just the hunter killers in the Black Sea. But they also got missiles, you know. And they're all nuked up. And the Russians are flying over, and their bombers have got nukes on them. The Russians don't go up with empty bomb bay, you know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you, they're little trucks, you know? Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd aren't chasing them. So they're going to be stone cold on what they're doing. The Chinese are moving stuff all over this way and that way. They're all positioned. They're ready to go. So the Russians might go, then the Chinese say, oh, no, well, shoot, the Olympics is on or getting ready to be on. Well, everybody will just have to stay here. We will not let anybody leave because the war, their planes might be shot down. So then they might have hostages from all over the world. Wouldn't that be interesting? All I know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read. Let's see what I'm going to read. So I had something picked out. And this is a guy that I went to see years ago, and he was a good guy, and I heard him speak, Michael Haga. And he wrote a book back then called After the Crash, Life in the New Great Depression. And these are words that, you know, I've read to you some of it before, but here's what we got here. A lot of big corporations are going to be goofed up. And higher wages are going to be the day because nobody's working right now, but it's not exactly what he wrote about. He wrote about a little bit of a different thing. But he said most people at this time, people will be glad to have any job at all, regardless of the prospects for advancement or wage increases, which will be few and far between. On the lighter side, simple backyard gardening will experience a revival. That's already happened. You couldn't hardly get seeds this year, the past years. Not only for therapeutic reasons, but for the necessity of helping cut back on food costs. Manufacture gardening tools and seeds should do very well. Yes, they've been doing well. Buy any seeds you can get right now. If you can still get seeds, I got some left over at the hardware store, the food store, whatever. Get any of that. Get some shovels, get the different stuff, the hose, and then consider putting up a hoop tent, like with the plastic on a hoops, or building a small basic greenhouse. Watch the TV show Homestead Rescue, Marty Rainey and his kids, and the kind of stuff they build. Boom, in 2 or 3 days, they've got a doggone makeshift greenhouse built. Consider that. And also, just to let you know, high-quality, slightly-used secondhand clothing shops should prosper as people look for more cost-effective ways of maintaining their wardrobes at a fraction of the cost of new clothing. Auto repair shops should prosper as well as long as they do quality work at reasonable prices and stand behind the work. If I was in an auto shop and I start to move some of my parts home, I start to get some of the most needed and used items and start to get some of that and lay it back if you have the capability of doing it. I would also say that seamstresses will become a necessary part of the life of the well-dressed business individual as people repair rather than discard clothing. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be the seamstress who can also make blue jeans, who can make khakis, who can make camouflage BDUs, okay? Who can show a work shirt up, or make a flannel shirt, or make a pair of pants, or whatever. All right? Seamstresses should consider looking at getting one of the pedal type machines, which you can still get the pedal type through Lehman Brothers, L-E-H-M-A-N-S, Lehman Brothers out of Ohio. The Lehman Brothers, Lehman's catalog, you know, Lehman's.com or whatever it is. They have at the back, usually at the catalog, they used to have a sewing machine that operated on pedal power. If you can get any of the old Singers that are still working, I know my mother had one years ago, too many years ago, but that still worked very well. All you had to do was get the bobbins, put the thread in. Didn't have all the fancy stitches or all the modern convenience, but you could sew clothing with it. I also, there's a particular type of sock that was a good sock that, that I used to buy at, no longer is made, but it was designed and fit because it was not too tight on the ankles for somebody who has diabetic problems. All right. And so they discontinued the factory or whatever. I bought as many as I could that were still left on the thing to put them back. But I'm finding that I need to learn how to darn a sock myself, a wool sock, because I remember my mom used to do that. So anyway, not to belabor it, you need to start thinking about the old school ways and think about books, Encyclopedia Britannicas. Because if the power grid goes down, Cumbre goes, the power grid goes down. And, oh, guess what? Oceana and Hampton Roads and all those bases, Little Creek and all of that, none of it exists anymore after Cumbre and the tsunami. Jacksonville, Treasure Island don't exist. You see what I'm saying? Up in Maine, up in Massachusetts, New York, all up along. If you get a wall of water 100 to 300 feet high traveling at 500 miles per hour and it goes inland, 10 miles, 20 miles, 30, 50 miles, whatever it does, it's going to destroy all that and kill 65 million people. So you'd better be getting at least one more can of chunky soup, don't you think? Or I had me a Progresso, had a real nice Progresso beef barley the other night. Very tasty. Put that together with a little wheat bread or some crackers, and you got your situation. I had a peanut butter sandwich, and I had a can of that soup, and that's a real good ration. That's almost two rations there. Ladies and gentlemen, start to store your water. And California, the drought areas, start to put water back in storage containers. Stack of blocks or the smaller barrels, you know. Quarts of it, if you're buying it that way, and the bottled water kind of a thing, just get as many cases as you can. Or get you some jugs that are food grade, that are clean. And if you can do it, you can maybe put, whatever it is. You look up the proper thing, maybe 8 to 10 drops or something like that of drops, not ounces, drops. But you double check the proper amount of unscented bleach to put in to help to purify the water. But I would also tell you, if you can only get one item right now, get you like a Berkey water filtration system with the black Berkey filters and get extra of them. If you can also do that, and you can get you a portable one, like a Katadyn Combi, which has got a good filtration system with the silver in it, but also with a black carbon filter to get the chemicals out, get you whatever it is that will take out viruses, bacteria, parasites, and chemicals, and radiation to a certain degree if you can get it. And you better have that, and you better have something to store water in. Because you don't want to be having to go out to the little bitty, terrible little pond to try to get some out of there, and where you're going to have to light a fire, and you don't want to necessarily light a fire when you got people around you hunting you, or you got aircraft that are trying to zap you. And I'll tell you what, there's some new aircraft that are painted that black, or, you know, the stealth color. And from a source out in Colorado, all right, there is a very interesting new aircraft that seems to be flying around, all right, and it's flying at a low altitude. They look at first, I saw a picture of it, but the picture now is gone up to where the person found the picture, but he's been hearing them and seeing them. You know, maybe in the Garden of the Gods kind of region up there, you know. And they're Army aircraft, but they're newer aircraft. They seem to be like Ospreys, but they're not Ospreys. So it's very interesting, and they're flying real loud, and they're flying with what looks like even jet propulsion under the props. Prop jets is probably what they are. But it was a futuristic craft that he's seeing, and it's loud but can move fast. And we've been hearing them at high noon and thought they were going to land, but they can move. And they're flying at real low, three or four of them, doing sorties. Thought it was choppers. But they looked up, and they're flying only about 150 off the ground. Shook the whole house, he says. And that person's a believable spotter, let me tell you. And, you know, if you looked at any of the thing, I guess the CDC, they did a FOIA request on them. And they now admit that there's no evidence that people that the unvaxxed are spreading the disease. Nor is there evidence that the people who have had the disease, COVID or whatever, got over it. There's no evidence that they're spreading it, even if they're unvaccinated. But there's all kind of evidence that the people who are vaccinated, double and triple vaccinated now, and the kids are getting vaccinated, that they're starting to die like hotcakes. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to be aware now. This is not the time to stick your head in the sand. This is the time to be awake, and you got to get prepared. If you don't have the money, if you only got the money to do anything else but to get one new jug of water, pure water, and get one more can of chunky soup, then you do that. Because that jug of water and that can might be the rations for a couple people for a day. You'll live to fight another day. If you got any money and you're sitting on it, you're big in the stock market, all that stuff, then let me tell you something. If you're sitting with all of that, but you do not have for your family, let's say you've got that $500,000 or whatever in your, you know, in your stock portfolio, all that stuff. A lot of corporate people. I don't have any kind of thing like that, let me tell you. But I know that that's not all that uncommon for people who had good jobs for a number of years. But you don't have a year or 2 years or 3.5 years full of long-term storage food and canned goods, plus medical supplies, plus Tyvek F suits, gas masks, all those kind of things for your family, and a firearm with sufficient rounds of ammunition to protect your home and your family? If you don't have that, then you don't have Jack Diddley. You better take a little money out of the stock market while it's still high and go out and get you 3 years of Wise or Mountain House or My Patriot or whatever it is you're going to look for. Or just go out and get a lot of canned goods, you know? And I favor the soups because you got meat, vegetables, and you already have the broth and stuff in them. Get the Chunkies, get the Progressos. They're already ready to go. All you got to do is take a can or two, and you take it, and even if you didn't heat it over the fire, you just left it out in the sun, so to speak, and got it a little hot. Or you just ate it, it would be all right because it's already in the can and canned properly. People are saying, well, I'm filling up my freezer. Well, that's good. Do you have something to keep it running? Well, I've got a generator. Well, what about when the gasoline stations don't have any more gas and you run out? You got to get you a smaller solar type system. And I know, Hawk, well, the sun might be clouded over. Yes, that's true. But if you can get you something from Harbor Freight, or there's other stuff on Amazon and different places, wherefore you could, I think at Amazon or at Harbor Freight for about 180, 90 bucks, you get you something with 100 watts. You then get all the basic connectors and a couple small light bulbs on the 12 volt, you know, the 12 watt, 12 volt system, all right? And you get a battery to back up and to put that in there. And then if you get one of those 3-in-1 or 4-in-1 chargers that are battery chargers, those have batteries in them. You get one of the inverters. That's got a battery in it. Charge them up. Go out and prep this weekend. And if you don't got, you know, several thousand rounds of ammo for every gun you got, then go get that too. Ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord. Fandango Rangers, Vicky LaPua, you're the best, baby. We'll see General McCormick. Road and Track, Little L. God bless you. The Lord Jesus loves you. To all those out there, listen to the show. May the Lord protect you and provide you medical miracles as you need them. Also, super abundance in all you need to survive. All you need. Good night. Watch out for the war. It's coming.